Hi, I'm Phil Ubert for Applesauce Kids. Please feel free to copy this lesson and share it with your friends. Today's lesson is Agape Love, the Opposite of Sin. In a world of self-indulgence and greed, a Christian that lives the life of love is a real contrast. Agape, or agapo love, are the Greek New Testament words for the supernatural anointing of love. Agape love is the God-filled anointing of love that displays righteousness, compassion, power, and all of the Christ-like characteristics that the world could never understand. In the King James Bible, it is sometimes referred to as charity, but charity is really not a good word to use. Agape love is really the correct way to say it. Agape is the perfected, mature love that fills us with the inward peace and the outward appearance of the presence of God, the full anointing of God on us. After all, isn't God the difference between believers and non-believers? In Galatians 5, verses 22 through 26, but the fruit of the Spirit is agape love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faithfulness, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. Why? Because you're operating under the full anointing of Christ on you. In verse 24, and they that are Christ have crucified the flesh. There is no flesh in agape love, with the afflictions and the lusts thereof. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit in love. Let us not be desirous of vainglory, provoking one another, envying one another. See, if you walk in the Spirit, if you walk in love, you will not fulfill the flesh, because the flesh is the opposite of the Spirit. Love's warfare with sin is continuous in a Christian's life. The flesh constantly fighting against the Spirit and the Spirit against the flesh, both vying for control of your life. Galatians 6, verse 8. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. If we don't quit, God's anointing of love will bring us through. Verse 10. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. And as many as walk according to this rule, peace be on them in mercy and upon the Israel of God. The Israel of God is the Israel that follows God completely in truth and in spirit. From henceforth let no man trouble me, for I bear in my body the marks of the Lord Jesus Christ. He has totally given himself to operate in love. Rather, in the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, be with your spirit. Amen. Truer words could not have been written to describe the love walk we share with Christ. The love walk with Christ is born as a fruit of the Spirit, not of the flesh. These two realms or forces never mix. Light never has fellowship with darkness, nor does sin and death ever mix with life and the Spirit. Both cases are exact opposites. Galatians 5, 14 through 17, especially verses 16 here. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Verse 17, for the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh, and they are contrary the one to the other, so that you cannot do what you would. For these are contrary, the one against the other, the flesh attacking, lusting against the Spirit to stop it from doing the things it would, or from manifesting itself in the fullest way possible. There are two ways to stop sin. One is to fight the battle in your mind and try to control your flesh with your will, or you can make a determined decision to operate in love by yielding totally to the Spirit. Romans 6, 23, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. So through these verses we see that the fruit of the Spirit is the anointing of agape love. The fruit of agape love is life. The fruit of the flesh is sin, and the fruit of sin is death. They are exact opposites. The flesh fights against the Spirit in order to bring on spiritual death. But your will to serve God or not makes the difference. If you want to serve God, then you will not to yield to the lust or the driving force or the pressure of the flesh. Romans 6:16. Know you not that to whom you yield yourself servant to obey, his servant you are to whom you obey, whether to sin unto death or obedience unto righteousness. It's your will. Whatever you do, you'll reap the benefits of it one way or the other. You'll follow sin to death, or you'll follow love to life. Agape love makes you aware of your righteousness, not of your sin, because it is an anointing from God. And we see that in Mark 5:16 through 21 and 2 Timothy 2:1 through 26. There are five major ways or types of attacks the devil will use on your mind or your flesh to get you to fall. Afflictions, persecutions, the cares of this world, the deceitfulness of riches, and the lust of other things. Each of them leads to sin if you yield to them. That's in Mark 4:14 through 19. The sower sows the word, and these are they by the wayside where the word is sown. But when they have heard, Satan comes immediately. As soon as you receive the word, you can expect an attack of Satan, and taketh away the word that was sown in their hearts. And these are they likewise which are sown on stony ground, who, when they have heard the word, immediately receive it with gladness, and have no root in themselves, and so endure but for a time. And afterwards, when the afflictions and the persecutions arise for the word's sake, immediately they are offended. And these are they which are sown among thorns, such as hear the word, and the cares of this world, the deceitfulness of riches, the lust of other things, enter in and choke the word, and it becomes unfruitful. So we see that as soon as you receive the word on prosperity or salvation or any type of word that you receive, you can expect the devil to attack you on that word. And he attacks you in five different ways: afflictions, persecutions, the cares of this world, deceitfulness of riches, and the lust of other things. Satan does not want the word to take hold in your life, so he will immediately try to take it away from you. But if you stand strong and say, Satan, you're not going to steal this from me, you can have that word and have it planted strongly in your heart. Satan may try these tricks on us, but God gave us a stronger weapon to defeat him with, and that was Jesus. After all, God is love. And when God gave his Son for us, he gave us his love, full and uncompromised total love. Paraphrased version of 1 Corinthians 13:1-8, which talks about God's anointing of love. God's love is long-suffering and patient, plus its kindness, is not envious, is not jealous, is not vain or boastful, does not display itself haughtily, is not conceited or arrogant, is not inflated with pride, is not rude, does not act unbecomingly, does not insist on its own rights or its own way, for it is not self-seeking, it is not touchy or fretful or resentful. It takes no account of the evil done to it and pays no attention to a suffered wrong. It does not rejoice at injustice or unrighteousness, but rejoices when right and truth prevail, bears all things, believes the best of every person. Its hopes are fadeless under all circumstances, and it endures everything without weakening, and it never fails. Agape love is all of these parts together at the same time. Nothing missing. All of our actions can be tested against this definition. If anything we do fails even one part of the agape love definition, we have sinned. We may be walking in something that looks like the God kind of love, but it's only a figure or a form of God's kind of love. Never the fullness of the kind of love God would have you to walk in. Agape love is love unconditional. Love without respect to person or place or time or conditions. Always the same, never changing, never a worldly kind of love. 2 Corinthians 6:14. Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness? You know, there's so many people that say that they fall in love with other people and that they're Christians, and yet they don't walk in this love commandment. And if you really look at the things that they do, you can see that they don't walk in all of these parts all at the same time. Many are arrogant and unrespectful of others. They demand respect for themselves. They call themselves Christians, but they don't respect anybody else. Certainly by acting that way, they're operating in sin. God's interactive love. God teaches the basics of operating in the anointing of the Spirit. In John 14:15, if you agapo love me, keep my commandments. Now agapo love is not as strong as agape love. It is still an anointing of love from God, but it's a learning form of love. It's more of a baby Christian's love. And I will pray the Father, this is verse 16, I will pray the Father, and he will give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Verse 23, Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man loves me, he will keep my word. My Father will agapo love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. He that agapo loveth me not, keepeth not my sayings. And the anointed word which you hear is not mine, but the Father which sent me. Some people will say, well, you just said that agapo love is more of a baby Christian's love that requires growth. Yes, when talking about a Christian, it is a simpler form of love, is perhaps a better way of saying it, more of a social love. That's what God's talking about here when he's referring to himself operating in agapo love. Agapo is the Greek word for the love of your heart. Whatever condition it is in, in Christians, it's the love that comes from the new recreated God-filled heart and grows up and becomes agape love. When God operates in agape love, he reaches out to us in compassion, or social form of the word agapo, as we see in Matthew 7:7-11. Believers operate agape love out of an abundance of their new recreated hearts, which acknowledges that baby Christians' love still needs to grow and mature to become perfect. He still needs to renew his mind and bring his flesh under control. Walking in agape love is the result of fellowship and interaction with the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost that abides and lives within you on a constant basis. This constant interaction with God and his word are essential to walking in perfect walk with God. Sinners can also operate in agapo love out of the fullness of their heart, their hardened hearts. That can be seen in Luke 6:32-45, in 1 John 2:15-16, and Luke 11:43. See, a sinner's agapo love, out of the love of their heart, they love sin. Okay? A Christian, out of their agapo love, they love God. A double-minded person is a person that bounces back and forth between agape love and the flesh, spirit-filled love and sin, never establishing or committing themselves completely to walk in God's love or in His Word. James 1, 7. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Verse 12. Blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried and wins, he shall receive the victor's crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to them that agapo love him. Let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God. For God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempts he any man, because that would be sin. And God doesn't do any sin. Verse 14. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away, number one, of his own lust, and number two, he is enticed by the devil or by other people to do sin. The devil uses five kinds of attacks to entice you to sin: afflictions, persecutions, the cares of this world, the deceitfulness of riches, and the lust of other things. All of those the devil uses to entice you to sin. James 1, 15 through 18. Then when lust hath conceived, it brings forth sin, and sin, when it is finished, brings forth death. Remember, agape love is the opposite of sin, and only happens in your life when you yield completely to God and He lives through you. Verse 16. Do not err, my beloved brethren. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. He always operates in love. Of His own will begot He us with the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruit of His creatures. James 2, 8. If you fulfill the royal law according to the scripture, you shall agapo love your neighbor as yourself. You do well. But if you have respect to persons, you commit sin, you are convinced of the law as transgressors. Verse 10. For whosoever shall keep the whole law and yet offend in one point, he is guilty of all. For he that says, do not commit adultery, says also, do not kill. Now, if you commit no adultery, yet if you kill, you are become a transgressor of the law. You break any part of the law, you broke it all. So speak you, and so do, as they that shall be judged by the law of liberty. For he shall have judgment without mercy, that has shown no mercy. And mercy rejoices against judgment. Mercy is the opposite of judgment. Mercy is reserved for those who walk in love, and judgment is reserved for those who walk in sin. 1 John 5:10. He that believeth on the Son of God hath the witness in himself. He that believeth not God hath made him a liar, because he believes not the record that God gave of His Son. And this is the record that God hath given unto us eternal life, and this life is in the Son, full and complete. And he hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son hath not life. It's your choice. You want to live, you better follow God. Not half-heartedly, you better do it. Hypocrites, go to hell. This is the record that God gave of His Son, that Jesus came to give us life, and to give us life more abundantly. You have a choice. Why don't you take a few minutes and pray with me right now? Heavenly Father, Your Word says that if I confess with my mouth the Lord Jesus Christ, and will believe in my heart that God hath raised Him from the dead, I will be saved. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Father, I do believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross for my sins and that he was raised the third day. Lord, I pray that you would forgive me of my sins, for I forgive all those that have sinned against me. Lord Jesus, I now want you to come into my heart and to guide me. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and mold me into what you would have me to be. I pray in Jesus' name. See, this is not simply a matter of saying a prayer. This is a matter of saying a prayer and then living the life. If you've backslidden, you need to ask God to forgive you. Because when you do, that opens up the next stage. That opens up all of the blessings and the good things that God has for you. But you have to live it. Okay, love and corruption. Simon Peter is probably the best example of a troubled love walk in the New Testament. He had some of the most glaring successes and failures in the New Testament. He shows us the successes that come with walking in love and the failure that comes with the flesh. John 15:7. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will and it shall be done unto you. See, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, see, you're operating in God. You're not worried about what the flesh is doing. You're working on what God wants you to do. John 16:1. These things have I spoken unto you that you should not be offended. If you walk in God's word and in his love, you won't be offended because your mind's on Christ and you won't worry about what the world's doing. Jesus warns us of the five kinds of attacks that we can expect. So stand ready to defend yourself with a word. Remember, we covered Mark 4:16-20 earlier. Peter's successes covered a multitude of things in his life, some of which are shown in Acts 3:4-5. We see him healing the man that was lame from birth, teach salvation to the Jews, become in prison with John, confront Ananias and Sapphira, giving glory to God at every corner. But he also had his problems. Regular people have problems also, but it's how you handle them that counts. Do you handle them in love or in the corruption of the flesh? Peter tried both ways in the confronting of his problems and came back to love every time. Remember, God's love never fails. Love never fails for Jesus and it will never fail for you. Love is an essential ingredient in prayer. Love supplies the communication or love line with God. The love line activates your faith and gets things done while sin breaks the line of communications. Remember, sin is the opposite of scriptural agape love and has no fellowship with it. And we can see examples of that in 1 John 3:18-24, James 1:1, Romans 8:11-17, Hebrews 12:2-17, and 2 Timothy 3:1-17. Note, there is no connection or fellowship between the love walk and the sin walk. You either operate in one or the other. The recreated spirit is a love-filled, empowered spirit. Your old spirit is a sin-filled and dead spirit. You lose your old sinful spirit at salvation. Salvation is when you should start renewing your mind by feeding it the Word of God. Your mind and your will are part of your soul. As you renew your mind by feeding it the Word, you bring yourself, your will, in line with God. You change your will to God's will. As long as you will to operate in love and yield your spirit to God, you can have what you say. Operating in the flesh or the sin disconnects your love communication line. Repentance reconnects it. The time you spend in sin is lost. God cannot act in your behalf while you operate in sin. Remember, God will never leave you, but you can leave him. It is all a matter of your will. Jude 17. But beloved, remember you the words which were spoken before of the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ, how that they told you there should be mockers in the last days, who should walk after their own ungodly lust. These be they who separate themselves sensual, having not the Spirit. God doesn't separate them. They do it themselves by operating in their will, not in God's will. You, beloved, build up yourselves in your most holy faith by praying in the Holy Ghost. By praying with an anointing of the Holy Ghost on you. And sometimes that can be done by praying in tongues, in just regular speech. But as long as you have the anointing of God on you, you're saying the right things. You keep yourself in the agape love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. Keep yourself in the love of God is your decision. You're the one that decides that you're going to walk in love or not. You also need some definitions. Mental assent is thinking that you are operating in love even when you're not. It's a form of self-righteousness. You think you're being righteous when you're really not. If you compare your actions to the Word of God, you'll find that you're actually operating in sin, but you think you're doing it correctly. Condemnation is excessive or undue guilt directed at yourself or others. Some people can get over condemnation simply because they have a bad thought. See, having a bad thought is a form of pressure by the devil, but do you act on the thought? That's what's important. See, your actions are the physical demonstration of what your heart wants you to do. So if you don't follow up, or if you don't do whatever the impression is that comes into your mind, then you haven't sinned. And you need to cast down the thought. Mental assent and condemnation are a very powerful 1-2 punch in the hands of Satan. First, the devil gets you to sin, then he pumps you up with feelings of self-righteousness. They get you to pray great prayers, sometimes placing you and the public in jeopardy by the words that come out of your own mouth. And then he hits you with extreme amounts of condemnation when your prayers don't come to pass. All the time, it's really your fault, not God's, that your prayers don't come to pass. After all, you're the one that decided to operate in sin. And when you operated in sin, you took yourself out of God's will. But rejoice, for our God is not a God of confusion, and has made a way for you to know when you're correct and in tune with Him through the inward witness, the Holy Spirit of God, the Comforter, the Teacher. Love is knowing God loves you, and there's ways to know it. 1 John 4, starting in verse 6. We are of God. He that knows God hears us. He that is not of God hears not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Okay, so God is going to tell you right now, starting in verse 7, how you know if you're operating in God's love or not. Behold, let us agape love one another, for agape love is of God, and everyone that agape loves is born of God and knows God. Do you know God in your heart for sure, true? Verse 8, he that agape loveth not knoweth not God, and is, for God is agape love. Verse 9, in this was manifested the agape love of God towards us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. Do you know God? Have you been saved? Then you're recognizing that God is true. Verse 10, herein is agape love, not that we agapo love God, but that he, agapo, loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Verse 11, if God so agapo loved us, we ought also to agapo love one another. Do we love one another, or are we constantly picking at each other? Verse 12, no man has seen God at any time. If we agape love one another, God dwells in us, and his agape love is perfected and matured in us. Verse 13, hereby know we that we dwell in him and he in us, because number one, he hath given us of his Spirit. This is how the Spirit tells us that we are saved. The Spirit witnesses to us. Verse 14, the second way. And we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. Verse 15, whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwells in him and he in God. Verse 16 is the third way. And we have known and believe that agape love that God hath to us, God is agape love. And the fourth way, still in verse 16, and he that dwelleth in agape love dwelleth in God, and God in him. Verse 17 is the fifth way. Herein is our agape love made perfect or mature, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is now, so are we to be now in this world, victorious, with the enemy totally defeated, continually pulling the lost up out of the depths of sin and sorrow. Verse 18 is the sixth way. There is no fear in agape love, but perfect agape love casts out all fear, because fear is torment, and God tempts and torments nobody. Okay, faith works or is powered by the anointing of agape love. James 2, verse 15. If a brother or sister be naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you says to them, depart in peace, be ye warmed and filled, notwithstanding you give them not those things which are needful to the body, what doeth it profit? Not much of a Christian if you don't help those that need help. Even so, faith, if it hath not works of love, is dead, being alone. Faith without love is dead. If you see people that need help, you better be helping them. You better be showing them your love. You better be loving on them. Love reaches out in the form of compassion to meet the needs of others. The works that are done for work's sake are dead. The faith that really works comes from love. If you're just doing it just to show people that you're doing something, and you're not doing it in love, you might as well not be doing it. Christ is our example, continually reaching out to others in love and in healing. Galatians 5, Christ has become of no effect unto you, whosoever of you are justified by the law of works. You are fallen from grace, for we through the Spirit wait for the hope of righteousness and faith. For in Jesus Christ neither circumcision works or availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but faith or works by love. And the word worked means energized. So faith that is not energized by love is meaningless. And love, how it applies to salvation. 2 Peter 1. Verse 1, Simon Peter, a servant of the Lord Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith. 2 Peter 1, Simon Peter, a servant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, according to his divine power, hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue. Notice glory and virtue go to hand in hand, that you can't have glory without living the life correctly. Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature, his love nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And lust is that driving force or pressure on you to do things you wouldn't normally do. Verse 5, and besides this, given all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to your virtue knowledge, and to knowledge self-control, and to self-control endurance, and to endurance godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness agape love. See, agape love, the growing up from simple agapo love to agape love through all of these steps. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be idle nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. His divine nature is now available to you now. You can walk in it as soon as you learn to yield to it. Verse 9. But he that lacks these things is blind, and cannot see afar off, hath forgotten that he was cleansed from his old sins. Operating in agape love makes you aware of your righteousness. You need to put off your sin. So then, give diligence to make your calling and relationship with God sure. For if ye do these things, ye shall never fail. For so an entrance shall be given unto you abundantly in the everlasting kingdom of our Lord Jesus Christ. Special note from Applesauce Kids, please feel free to copy this lesson. This lesson was written in 1977 and is posted for free on the Applesauce Kids website, http://applesaucekids.com. And you all have a good day.